This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, the root's on fire. This is, in fact, turning into the biggest event ever on the Vegas Strip, and I would say the biggest conservative, capitalist, pro-capitalism, pro-business event ever in the state of Nevada. The only thing that could beat this event was a Trump rally with 15,000 people, and for all I know, we'll have that at this event. It's getting bigger by the moment, ladies and gentlemen. Just want to let you know the kind of things that are happening. In addition to literally hundreds and hundreds of emails saying we will be there with motorcycles and trucks and buses and cars, and we're with you, Wayne Root. We want to open the economy, and we want to stop the insanity. We want to back Carolyn Goodman, the mayor of Las Vegas, who wants to reopen the economy. We want to support her. We want to support small business. We want to support the Strip employees and get the Strip reopened and get the small businesses reopened. And we could do it the way we're doing this amazing caravan on Friday, in our cars, listening on the radio to the speeches and the interviews and the special guests from around the state of Nevada and the special guests from Washington, D.C. We're arranging the biggest event in the history of the Las Vegas Strip. The Trump train bus will be there. The gigantic bus will be there. The Trump Lamborghini will be there. The bus driving in from Phoenix, Arizona. The Trump wrapped Lamborghini driving in from Tulsa, Oklahoma for this event. People flying in from around the country for this Wayne Root Open the Economy event on Friday. And since yesterday, I've been on the phone, I would say, I don't know, eight times with members of the Las Vegas Police who contacted me. The Intelligence Division of the Las Vegas Police Department is expecting this event to be huge and thousands of people, and they're going to have police cars lining the route for us. Not the route, because this is a Wayne Root event. So the route, the route is on fire. I want to thank the Metropolitan Police Department, great people. I've always said on this show there is no host in America who loves the boys in blue and the gals in blue and the thin blue line more than Wayne Allyn Root does. And these are good people, and they're big fans of my show. But in this case, they're completely unbiased. They're not participating in our Patriots procession. They're not participating in our protest caravan. They are just lining the route to make sure that we are all safe and that this goes off without a hitch and that there's no problems from the left. So thank you to the Metropolitan Police Department for clearing the way for a great event on Friday. And if you're just tuning in, you don't know what the event is. It's called Open the Nevada Economy, Unleash Prosperity, and Save America. It's America's first interactive drive-through protest caravan. And what I mean is I've created an event that's just like a drive-in church service. You're not risking anybody getting sick. You're not risking anybody dying. You're not risking the media able to say anything bad. You're not risking any of that. Because we're all in our cars and we're listening to the speeches. We're listening to speeches on this radio show, on your car radio. And we're listening to the interviews, and you're doing call-ins. We're hearing from all of you. It's going to be an exciting 3 hours. I'll be doing play-by-play from my car at the head of the event. It'll be the Wayne Root Maserati with American flags, followed by the Trump train bus, a gigantic bus with Trump regalia, followed by all kinds of classic cars and Bentleys and amazing vehicles and Harley Davidson riders and United States Marine motorcycle bikers and all of your cars for miles on the Vegas Strip celebrating capitalism and fighting for small business and fighting to reopen the economy and fighting to take this state away from the clutches of a madman governor run amok who thinks he can hold us all hostage. It's so idiotic. I have so many emails from all of you who are working class, middle class Las Vegas. Here's a governor who made it clear, I'm for the people, not profits. Power for the people over profits. No, actually, that's not exactly true, because I have hundreds of emails from Las Vegas hardworking, working class strip employees who say they applied 4 weeks ago for unemployment. You can't get on. The website crashes. You spend all day trying to get on the website. You can't call. There's no way. It busies out. Nobody ever answers. If they do, they hang up on you. And it's been 4 weeks. They've never gotten a check. Do you really care about the people, Governor Sisolak? It seems to me you care about welfare and food stamp people that vote Democrat. You care about everybody who wants a handout, the Democrat voters. You care about illegal aliens. But you don't give a damn about the average hard-working class person and middle-class person that makes up the bulk of all the taxes and creates all the jobs in this country, and the small businessman or woman. All of them you don't give a damn about. And when they lose their jobs because of you, you don't even get them unemployment. It's a disaster. It's a clusterfuck of the highest level. You can't get unemployment. So you don't care about the people. You're full of crap. Time to go after these bad people. What is their agenda? It's bad. Now, let me tell you something else, though. I made it clear the last few days that if we did this event, we're going to do it big. And it's big. But if we did it big, it has to be safe. And that's why we're doing it in our cars. That's why we're not getting out without masks and hanging together in a crowd and causing germs and causing liberals and the liberal media to say we did something wrong. We're not violating guidelines. I'm looking out for you. Because this is very interesting. I want you to listen carefully. Hoax flyers for an anti-coronavirus lockdown protest draws attention from cops, media, and Trump haters, but Trump supporters are not fooled. Hoax flyers went up promoting a protest against COVID-19 Chinese coronavirus lockdowns last week in Staten Island, New York City. The flyers mockingly called for non-essential workers to attend, even if they were sick, and to not wear masks. Flyers employ pro-Trump slogans, hashtag MAGA, and keep America great. Police, the media, and Trump haters fell for the obvious hoax, but Trump supporters did not, as no one showed up to the protest at the announced time of 11 a.m. last Sunday. Here's the flyer. End the lockdown rally. No mask needed. Bring your children, non-essential workers. If you're sick, still come. It's your right. Keep America great, hashtag MAGA, hashtag end the shutdowns. You understand what they were trying to do, folks? So Wayne Root is out to protect you. Wayne Root is out to protect the reputation of all conservatives and all patriots. I'm not going to let them mock you. We're not going to do a rally. We are doing a rally in our cars. You're listening on the radio to 790 AM as we literally march with our cars in a caravan down the Vegas Strip, not violating a single guideline, which is why the police were so quick to call me. Multiple detectives and intelligence division of the Las Vegas Metro were so quick to call me and to arrange to do this right and to make sure it's right and to make sure there is no rally at the end and to make sure that we're protected with police cars up and down the strip as we go by. Great job by the Las Vegas police. Thank you. God bless you. We're going to do it right. We're showing support for opening the Nevada economy. We're showing support for Vegas small business. We're showing support for strip employees who want to get back to work. We're showing support for Mayor Carolyn Goodman. We're showing disdain for our disgusting, disgraceful Governor Sisolak, who won't even set a date to reopen the state, despite the fact there's very little illness and very, very little death. Thank God. We're celebrating. It's great. Of course, he takes credit for it like he has something to do with it. After the Israeli professor has proven whether you close the economy or open it makes no difference, the same death rate per capita and the same sickness and illness rate per capita. You had nothing to do with it, Sisolak. Nothing. But you destroyed everyone's lives. And who is it that cares about the people over profits? Because number one, you can't get unemployment in this state. Your whole system is a joke. It's a disgrace like you are. And by the way, that's multi-party. That's not just, you know, Republican or Democrat. Because I've seen my great friend Matt in Florida could never get through and could never get on the website and kicked him off again and again. And he couldn't get his unemployment in a very wonderful red Republican state run by a governor I love, DeSantis. So all over this country is proof that government sucks. That I'm for the government, I'm here to help, is a disaster. Government's never here to help. The money in the small business loans not getting in the hands of the right people. It's not that Trump's heart wasn't in the right place. It was. Government sucks. Government fails at everything it does. So when government tells you to stay home, they're not in favor of helping the people. They're killing the economy. Killing, destroying the economy. I couldn't have said it better in Texas Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick. There are more important things than living during a pandemic. Well, all right, so maybe I could say it better. I'm not sure I completely agree with the way he said it. But you get the idea. He says, in Texas, we have 29 million people and we've lost 495. Every life is valuable, but 500 people out of 29 million and we're locked down and we're crushing the average worker and we're crushing small business and we're crushing the markets and we're crushing this country. There are more important things than living, and that's saving this country for my children and my grandchildren and saving this country for all of us. And here, I'll ask you a question. Aren't there some things more important than living? What if you were alive, but you were a slave? Okay, I grew up in an all-black town. Where it's an all-black high school, right? You feel like, if you're black right now, you're listening. Do you feel like it's worth living if you're a slave? Do you feel good about slavery? Of course you don't. It was terrible. You'd rather fight to be free and take a chance at dying than to live as a slave. And you were right. And what America did to you was wrong. And what America did to the Indians was wrong. It's all a form of slavery. And so here we have the same thing happening, but no one seems to care. Because a tiny portion of America is business owners. But a large portion is their employees. And you're stopping us from earning a living. And you're taking away our rights. And you're stealing our own property, basically, by saying you can't open your store, which is your property. This is the civil rights battle of the 21st century. I'll see you Friday at 2 o'clock at the Premier Outlet Mall parking lot on Las Vegas Boulevard South in Warm Springs. Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root. Talk about the perfect product at the perfect time. Now more than ever, people are using the alkaline structured silver products by Dr. Gordon Pedersen to help strengthen their immune system and provide themselves with a barrier of protection. This is not colloidal silver. Alkaline structured silver is the next improved, more efficient generation of silver. I personally have been using my Dr. Suggest silver products for 4 years. No colds or flu for 4 years. I've never missed 1 minute on the radio in 4 years, despite thousands of hours of talking. And no more brain fog in the morning. Plus, their silver skin gel has made my skin look the best of my life. It's been amazing for me. I use all their products from morning until night. I personally recommend My Doctor Suggests every day to my listeners. Now is the time to take action and protect your family with Dr. Pedersen's Alkaline Structured Silver Gel Liquid and Lozenges. Say Wayne Root sent you and receive 20% off every order. Call toll-free 866-660-9868. That's 866-660-9868. Or go to MyDoctorSuggests.com and enter the promo code ROOT to get 20% off MyDoctorSuggests.com.
Our U.S. Constitution is amazing. It's full of what's called negative rights, designed to protect us from the corrupt powers of a dictatorship.
Like our right to worship our own God, not some official state religion.
Our right to prevent the government from seizing our property without paying fair market value for it.
Or our right to be tried by a jury of our peers, people like us, not by some star tribunal.
And that's why America has become the richest, most just society in the world.
Other countries force so-called positive rights onto their citizens. These enable one group to take from another group their free speech, money, and choice by using government force. Socialists love wielding this power over people.
Sometimes we take our freedoms for granted, but we can lose our Bill of Rights and our Constitution and become like Venezuela or North Korea, failed, brutal socialist regimes.
We need your help to spread the good news about our amazing U.S. Constitution. Help us take back America. Go to OurAmericanRights.com.
Brought to you by the American Media Council.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Are you in need of a health care program? You're in luck. As a member of Liberty Health Share, you're part of a community that comes together to share their medical expenses. You can sign up throughout the year with membership starting as early as the following month. There are no contracts, no commitments. There is no networks. You choose your own doctors and hospitals. Starting as low as $199 per month, Liberty Health Share has programs for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined. I'm a member. My four children are members. Liberty has saved me $72,000 compared to what I was paying for health care.
health insurance over these 4 years. Liberty HealthShare is a non-profit ministry. It is not insurance. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of a community of like-minded individuals who come together to bear one another's burdens. To find out more, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
Raw and unfiltered.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers.
You're not a live underground gopher.
You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
All right, we have a witness to the incompetence of the governor of the state of Nevada and how impossible it is to get unemployment insurance. I'll get to him in just 1 second. I want to quickly read a letter that I think is very important from a fan of mine who is a doctor. Dear Wayne, certainly the public health effects of quarantine and business closure are important to mitigate the spread of coronavirus, but one must remember, must is capitalized and underlined, the virus is just one factor in the decision to stop the quarantine. Quantification of all the economic effects is extremely important. I've worried from the beginning of closing the economy what the total effect would have upon the life in the whole nation, i.e. suicide, depression, bankruptcy, inability to work, and support of self and family. Although no exact data are available yet of the viral spread and the immunity of the public in general, one has to consider the total negative effects of the business and congregation closures on the total 300 million citizens who are held helpless and the very large number of workers without income and the inability to be productive and self-supporting. Good luck and God bless on your drive in Las Vegas on Friday. Your strong fan, David. Thank you. He is an MD, and it's very clear what he's saying here, folks. There are 330 million Americans who you are destroying, who you are screwing over, who you are ruining. It's a catastrophe in order to solve or in order to soothe the effects of like 200 people in each state that are dying or died. It doesn't make sense. Outside of New York, it makes no sense at all. to destroy the lives of 300 million for a couple of hundred in each state. All I've ever said is don't throw those 300 away. No. Protect the people who are older, who are seniors, who are at risk, who have diseases like cancer and heart disease and diabetes and stroke, who've had diseases like that, who are immune deficient. Protect them. Ask them to quarantine and get everybody else out running the economy, and then do it only like you ask Costco to do it or a supermarket to do it. Have the guidelines in place. Everything I'm saying is completely reasonable, but you can't destroy the lives of the many to save the few, and it doesn't even save them because you're talking about how many died. They're already dead. But you're killing us financially. You're destroying us. And I agree with the Lieutenant Governor. Some things are more important than just money. All right, we've got John Winsler than just money, than just life. Like being free. John Winsler's on the line. Las Vegas listener, big fan of the show, on his experience of not getting unemployment. 4 weeks ago you filed. Tell us what's been happening, John.
Okay, so thanks for having me back on, Wayne. Anyway, so we found out that it's a deductible income pending resolution. So now what they're asking for is pay stubs. Now, why, I don't know, but, okay, so we faxed the pay stubs in. Me and my friend even sent certified copies of our pay stubs to Carson City. And we also recently found out an email where we can email them to, and we've done that. And you think that we have any response whatsoever? No. We've had no response.
No one's
and
ever contacted
my friend, no, nobody's ever contacted us. No, my friend, he got through to unemployment, and he got in on the queue. So they called him back the next morning, and they told him, and he asked him all the questions. All they could say to him was, I don't know. But you are going to be receiving a letter with a scheduled phone call. And he said, well, when am I going to receive the letter? I don't know. So then he calls the 1-800 number, the call center. And they go on to tell him, you have no idea how unorganized this is. You have no idea. Now, I got another friend that called the Bank of America card that they give you. And she told him that they're having so many problems with these cards. And they don't know what they're going to do, but they're trying to figure out another way to get the money out.
Explain something to me. Wait. Explain something. One thing. And we're talking to John Winsler, yes. Las Vegas listener, and a fan of the show who was unemployed for a month, can't get anyone to get back to him, can't get a check. What's the B of A credit card? I don't know what that is. Government gives you that to spend money?
The unemployment, they send you a B of A MasterCard. And that's what they put the money onto.
Aha. Uh-huh. Okay.
And so that's where the money goes, to where you, instead of a check.
Got it.
So
okay, did not know that.
We're trying to figure out why they only serve. Because, like I said, the people that I work with the night we closed the casino, they're already getting their unemployment. But there's a bunch of us that aren't because they flagged us for some reason.
And, John, don't forget, you're at least an employee who deserves to be getting unemployment, and it's a sin you're not getting it, and it proves the governor's full of crap. He doesn't care about the people. But how about all the gig employees, the Uber employees, the Lyft employees, the independent contractors? They don't even, they're last in line. They never get anything. And they said they'd get it. Well, they're not getting it. I know that. I'm getting emails. They're not getting anything. So you got screwed. They got screwed. Let's hope it changes soon. Let's hope this interview puts pressure on Governor Steve Sisolak of Nevada, who claims he puts people over profits, but the people are dying. The people are dying out here, Sisolak. Thank you, John. God bless you.
Do you have constipation with belly pain, straining, and bloating that keeps coming back? Take the 5-question gut check to see if it could be more than occasional constipation. It could be irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medication that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess is not a laxative. It works differently. Linzess helps relieve belly pain and lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements.
Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling.
Talk to your doctor about whether Linzess is right for you. Go to Linzess.com to take the 5-question gut check. That's Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
War now. USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump signing an executive order that limits immigration for at least 60 days. White House Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany tells Fox News what the executive order means.
Well, first, I want to emphasize that President Trump approached this in a very smart and measured way. This affects green card holders, not temporary workers. So hotels, for instance, landscapers, these types of jobs will not be affected. But what President Trump has said is this: we're at a time where the American worker must come first.
Wyoming Republican Senator Liz Cheney says replenishing the Paycheck Protection Program should not be a partisan issue. Cheney is focused on supporting the agricultural industry, which is hit especially hard by the coronavirus.
Frankly, the fact that we've had to wait this long now for reinvigorating and refunding the PPP program is just completely unacceptable.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Welcome to Tax Talk with Hollywood legend Bob Eubanks.
You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee, and they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-832-1594. 800-832-1590.
Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
As you know, I'm one of the doctors that Don talks about, because 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with high blood pressure. Runs in my family on the mother's side. You know, I come from an athletic background. You know, I did a lot of running throughout my life, and I did triathlons. When I was trying to run some years back, I was getting short of breath, which is a little bit of a congestive heart failure. The Extendivite, that shortness of breath and that coughing started going away, and I was able to run longer and longer distances. And it took a while, though. So now I'm able to do, you know, 3.5 miles with my dog, and no problem. I don't stop. Not anymore. So I'm just saying, you need to stick with the program, and you've got to change some lifestyle things, too.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped 1 million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
We'll be right back.
Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered. Coming to you live from Las Vegas and broadcast across the country on USA Radio Network. Now, back to war.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, you know, I've said it many times on this show, coronavirus, not a hoax, it's real. People are dying, especially very old and very sick people are dying, and it's terrible. It's heartbreaking. Somebody's grandma, someone's parent. Terrible thing. And a very rare case, a few young people are dying too. It's terrible. But the response to it reminds me of Cloward Piven. I'm going to start pivoting to Cloward Piven because this is what's happening to the United States. They told me when I went to Columbia, all the commies at Columbia, every kid was proud to call themselves socialist, Marxist, communist, and they wanted to figure out a way to bring the economy down and make everyone broke and make every business owner bankrupt. And that's what's happening. These Democrat governors want us to lose everything we've got. It's so clear now. This has nothing to do with a few sick people and a few poor souls that have died. You're trying to destroy us. So clear. And that's why Friday at 2 o'clock, we'll have the Open Nevada Economy, Unleash Prosperity, Save America event, America's first interactive drive-through protest caravan. And I'm telling you, it'll be the biggest event to ever hit the Las Vegas Strip. This Friday, show up at 2 o'clock, the Premium Outlet Mall parking lot corner of Las Vegas Boulevard South in Warm Springs by the McDonald's and Chevron station. And we will start a protest caravan, and we will dominate the Vegas Strip for miles and create a massive show of strength by Vegas patriots, conservative small business owners, and all the employees who are shut down, out of work, starving, no way to get any help, no way to get unemployment. And we'll do it all without violating the coronavirus guidelines. We'll do it from our cars. Any questions at all, contact me, WayneRoot@gmail.com. WayneRoot@gmail.com. Read all about it on my website. It's right at the top, all the instructions, RootForAmerica.com. And now we've got our guest with us, Josh Manning. He's with us every couple weeks, senior news editor at WesternJournal.com. Josh, you're on with War. How are you?
Wayne, I'm doing great this afternoon. How are you?
I'm fired up because we've got an insane, out-of-control liberal government who wants to hold us hostage and doesn't want to open the economy, even though there's, thankfully, very little illness in this state and very little death in this state. There's not a reason in the world that you can't reopen the economy, not really tomorrow, but certainly all I was aiming for was May 1st. Reopen the economy on May 1st. No, he spoke yesterday without teleprompter. Worst audio ever. Worst video ever. Guy looks down at his sheet and looks up with his beady eyes. It's the most incredibly embarrassing thing I've ever seen. A kindergartner could do a better job. And he tells us, I have no date. I don't know when we're reopening. I can't set a date. We're not even at level zero, and we got to get to level one, level two, level three. Restaurants will never open. Bars will never open. He's choking the economy. He's trying to put us all in the poorhouse. It is a disaster. How's it in Arizona? Tell me, late on the line with a Republican red governor, how's Arizona?
Well, we are doing well. When you look at the categories this federal government's got, as far as the number of illnesses and kind of the shape that the state is in, we are in the best bucket. We've got very few cases. We're dealing with them well. Arizona, in fact, I think just a little bit before we went on air, I heard in the background Governor Ducey beginning to address the state, I think, but I wasn't able, I just barely had an ear, I was not able to hear what he was saying. But I fully expect they're going to reopen Arizona much sooner rather than later. And it's an interesting thing. Scott Rasmussen found something fascinating. When you talk with people, they don't respond especially well to the idea of reopening the economy. But when you talk with people about the idea of reopening the community, they respond really well to that. And that makes sense. I don't know if you saw this earlier, Wayne. Actor Josh Brolin, I'm not sure if you saw this. He came out and he actually apologized for going next door to see his dad. Because the coronavirus Nazis had shamed him so bad. Oh, my gosh. You left your home. You went next door. You went and saw someone else.
So Josh Brolin lives next door to his dad?
He went next door. So see his pops. And he ended up having to apologize for it. And people don't respond, I think, to the idea of reopening an economy. Now, if you're out of work, you respond to that. But one thing everybody can respond to is this idea, you know what, I want to see my family again. I want to see my friends again. You know, my softball team hadn't gotten to play in a month. I want to see these people again, my small group from church, whatever the case is. People want the communities, their communities reopened. And
you
we have got to do
something.
That.
Josh, I've always said to people, there's 330 million people in America, and this is just rough numbers. But out of the 330 million, there's at least 120 million on welfare of some kind. And there's at least 100 million that are very old or very young. So that means basically less than 100 million Americans work to pay all the taxes, create all the jobs, and support the other 200 X million Americans. So of course the majority in a poll like to reopen the economy and reopen the old age home and reopen the swimming pool, but they don't care about reopening business because none of them work. Or their daddy pays the bill. None of them have any idea anymore about what it takes to make an economy go. Here's my argument. Without taxes, there is no Social Security. Without taxes, there is no pensions. Without taxes, government employees don't have salaries. Without taxes, you can't take care of sick people and we're dying in hospitals. So there's not going to be any money for anyone to take care of all the liberal causes they believe in ever again if you don't restart this economy quickly.
But they never make it that far, Wayne. Because there's not enough money to pay for that stuff as is. I think they never even make it that far. And, you know, I was talking with somebody earlier today, a mutual friend of ours, and he made just a fantastic point. He said, you know, look, once this shakes out, the very next move they're going to make is they're going to say, you know what's a bigger threat to humanity than the coronavirus?
Climate change.
Climate change.
Right. And by the way, I'm looking at a chart online. I just want you to know something. When you said, you know, I told you how bad it is in Nevada because we don't have it bad, but he won't open the economy, our governor, our liberal Democrat governor. And your Republican governor is probably going to reopen very quickly, maybe May 1st, maybe even a few days before that. But you said to me quickly, what was Josh's response? Well, we haven't been touched that badly by it. And you're right. Do you know how many people have died in Arizona over coronavirus? 208. You know how many have died in Nevada? For 163. We're better than you. Do you know how many people are sick with coronavirus in Arizona? 5,251 have gotten it. In Nevada, 3,937. We have lower numbers than you. We're in the best bucket in the country. And yet, our governor had the most scowly, negative, hateful look you've ever seen last night. It was just like, the world is ending. It's horrible. We're not reopening. I will not be rushed. There is no date. I have no idea when we're reopening the economy, and here's the criteria, and they're terrible. I modeled them after California, so you all could die and go bankrupt. That's the basic gist of what I heard in his speech last night. Well, we have less death than Arizona, and less people sick than Arizona. And look at what the rest of the country has, just to give you context. 163 dead in Nevada, 14,828 dead in New York, 4,735 dead in New Jersey, 1,961 dead in Massachusetts, 1,500 dead in Pennsylvania, 1,200 dead in California, and 1,400 dead in Illinois. Nevada and Arizona are doing as well as you could ever do. I won't say fantastic because any deaths are bad, but they're doing as well as you could ever expect. Nobody would shut down an economy over 163 dead and 208 dead. No one but an idiot would say, let's keep it closed when the numbers are that good. And they really are good, even though every death matters. I have to keep saying that. Doesn't make sense to me. There's a bigger agenda. Bigger agenda here, Josh. They're trying to wipe out small business owners, in my opinion.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, you talk about Cloward Piven, and I agree there's some of that taking place. It's this weird, like, poison cocktail where these little tin pot governors and mayors of big cities, all of a sudden people are so scared that they're not defending their freedoms the way they need to. And these guys have set themselves up as, you know, little dictators, and all of a sudden they've got all of this authority and all of this power. And I mean, what was the word when you were talking about your governor's press conference? What was the word you used over and over again? I'm not going to do this. I think this. Yada yada yada. It is all about them. I mean, these people are on power trips. I think you're right that they are trying to destroy small businesses. It is a Cloward Piven-esque move. And on top of that, it plays in absolutely perfectly with the green angle, the Green New Deal. These are the people who wanted to get rid of airplanes, remember? I mean, I know you remember. You and I talked about it.
They released
that early draft, and oh, that draft wasn't for the public. Oh, that draft had stuff in there that really, we were never going to do that stuff. Yeah, well, why'd you have then the draft? Get rid of cows, get rid of cow flatulence, get rid of airplanes, get rid of automobiles, all of this stuff. These are things they want. I mean, they really want to take us back to the Stone Age because, you know, look, back, what has enabled all of the enormous, enormous wealth that we have accumulated, the energy revolution?
Right.
And if we back off of that, then all of a sudden you have fewer rich people. And that's the thing that they absolutely hate. They want equality. And they're fine if everybody's poor, as long as everybody's poor. But as long as there's if they had 90% of the people who were doing very well, super rich, 5% of the people okay, 5% of the people very poor, that would be a society they don't want. They would rather everybody be poor because at least they would be equal and equal in misery. And that's, I think, what they want.
Well, the whole point of Cloward Piven is to make everybody Cuba, everyone equally miserable, and the people at the top do just fine. I don't know if you saw as the music's on. We're about to go out. I'll keep you on, and we'll bring you back on the other side, Josh Manning. But I don't know if you saw the governor of North Carolina. Everybody's locked down. No one could leave their home. Where was he this weekend? At his beautiful palatial country home for the weekend. It's all the same as the communist leaders of the old Soviet Union and the communist leaders of China. They want you to eat cake while they go to their beautiful summer mansion and their weekend mansion and their holiday mansion, but you can't leave your house. You're under lockdown. Communist hypocrites, all of them. Wayne Allen Root, the warrior. Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root, Mr. Health, and I want all of my millions of fans to be healthy and live a long life so we can save America, American exceptionalism, and capitalism. So, are you in front of a mirror? Did you know that in 1973, a Harvard doctor discovered the greatest single risk factor indicator for heart disease is a crease in one or both earlobes? Strauss Heart Drops has sold more than 1 million bottles over the past 40 years, helping countless people with cholesterol, diabetes, angina, and blocked or restricted blood flow. The best proven indicator of clogged arteries is the earlobe crease. Nature's sign of trouble with plaque buildup. Do you have a crease in one or both earlobes? Heart attack and stroke are our number one killers. Women now suffer 51% of heart attacks. Strauss Heart Drops don't interfere with any prescription drugs. Strauss Naturals guarantees your satisfaction so you can't go wrong. It's the painless, natural, economical way to clear arteries, vessels, veins, and capillaries. And guess who has the crease in both ears? Yours truly. And guess who's now taking Strauss Heart Drops? Wayne Allen Root! Order Strauss Heart Drops at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Thepowermall.com. Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root, and do I have a perfect book at the perfect time for you? Dr. Nancy Wolf is a conservative and capitalist professor emeritus in the psychology department at UCLA, where she spent 30 years. She studied and taught about the human mind. She knows exactly what we need to hear right now as chaos and crisis descend around us. Her book is Conscious Matrix. Nancy explains why the liberals, socialists, and globalists try to destroy us right now, will not and cannot succeed, because we as Americans are wired to win, to be the greatest nation and the greatest people ever in the history of mankind. Our biology, our history, our culture, all these things are pre-wired in our minds and souls. We're literally pre-wired to win. Nancy says we have more light in our hearts and minds when we are right with God. And she says together, God, President Trump, and conservative Americans will save the soul of America. We will win. We are literally predestined to win. This is the book you need to read now. Today, purchase Conscious Matrix at LibertyHillPublishing.com. Conscious Matrix at LibertyHillPublishing.com or available at Amazon and Barnes & Noble. Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root. You all know I'm a big believer in gold and silver, especially in a world of out-of-control government spending. Federal debt is exploding around the globe. Silver is up more than 25% in the past year, and many experts are predicting new highs in the coming years. For a limited time, my friends at Finest Note are making a deal for war fans, and I love deals. Finest Note has evolved over the past three decades from one of the largest rare coin and precious metals companies in America. I told my friends at Finest Note to go big or go home. They went big. Finest China Stone is offering up to 100 pure 1 ounce American Silver Eagles at dealer cost. The American Silver Eagle is the world's most popular silver coin. For a limited time, you can acquire a pure 1 ounce Silver Eagle at dealer cost. Here's the deal, folks. Throughout history, currencies have come and gone, but gold and silver have stood the test of time. Now may be the best time to acquire these time-tested hard assets, and there's no better place than Finest Known. Call Finest Known today and reserve 100 silver American Eagles. Call now at 800-663-1929. That's 800-663-1929. Or go to finestknown.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to trim back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, we got Steve on hold. We'll take him because we're going back to our guest, Josh Manning of WesternJournal.com. But Steve's on hold. He's driving the Trump Lamborghini. It's wrapped in Trump regalia and memorabilia. It's a Lamborghini. It's a $300,000 car. He's driving it from Tulsa, Oklahoma to here. So we'll talk to him at the top of the hour for Friday's big event. He's bringing it just to show off his beautiful car to all of you. It's going to be a great event. Trump bus is on the way from Phoenix, Arizona. The Trump train bus. So much going on. I want to mention the sponsor of this segment of the show, Nancy Wolf, Dr. Nancy Wolf. She's got a book out called Conscious Matrix. She's a conservative and capitalist professor emeritus in the psychology department at UCLA, where she has spent 30 years studying the human mind. And she explains in her book, Conscious Matrix, why liberal socialists and globalists trying to destroy us right now will not succeed because we as Americans are wired to win, to be the greatest nation and the greatest people in history. Our biology, our history, our culture, they all point to us being pre-wired in our minds and souls, pre-wired to win. And she says, together, God, President Trump, and conservative Americans will save the soul of America. We will win. The story's already been written. We are literally predestined to win. This is the book you need to read right now. Give you a positive boost. Purchase Conscious Matrix at LibertyHillPublishing.com. Conscious Matrix, LibertyHillPublishing.com, or available at Amazon and Barnes & Noble. Conscious Matrix by Dr. Nancy Wolf. We've got our great guest, Josh Manning, senior news editor at Western Journal. So here's the deal. California Governor Gavin Newsom helps Chinese get $1 billion in COVID aid. What is that all about? Whose side is he on? What does that mean? Who did he help get $1 billion in COVID aid? Which Chinese?
Yes. this would be presumably Chinese who are going to provide masks for him and his state. But Wayne, we also know that
they
don't.
Well, if you get them,
remember Trudeau up in Canada. Trudeau sent two giant planes over to China to pick up PPE, personal protective equipment, including masks and those sorts of things. And what happened with the planes? They came back totally empty. And of course, Trudeau, who's a wimpy liberal, he said, "Oh, you know, these things happen sometimes, very complicated things." So who knows if California will even get the masks? But Newsom, he turned around. They've got about $1 billion worth of cash they can use to get more protective gear, and he has turned around and made the first payment was $495 million to China to get those masks. And I mean, to me, this is like the fireman asking the arsonist to help him put out the fire.
Exactly.
I mean, why in the world would you trust these guys to do this? And look, you can be in the boat that says, "Oh, it was all an accident. They didn't mean for the virus to escape." That may be true. I don't know. But it came out today. The New York Times had a piece showing that the Chinese tried to stoke panic in the United States by spreading around texts. So that you might have gotten one. A lot of people I knew got a text when this was starting saying, "Hey, the government's about to shut down. Everything's about to shut down. It's time to panic." Turns out the Chinese were behind that. And Newsom's turning around and giving them hundreds of millions of dollars.
Wow.
Communists, hundreds of millions of dollars.
He's a communist. That's no surprise.
Probably defective.
Josh, that's no surprise. He's a communist. So communists and communists. That makes a lot of sense.
Well,
bed together.
Wayne, it is so funny how more and more Trump, one thing Trump has done, he has polarized things so much that it is very clear there's not a lot of daylight on between the left, the modern left today, and Marx. I mean, they are, for the most part, they are all avowed Marxists. And you see it come out every day. And you see it in the way they treat people, the way they treat the economy. And then what you were talking about as we went to the break, you see it in the way they treat themselves compared to the rest of us. They've got one set of rules for us. We're not supposed to go to the parks. We're not supposed to go visit our parents. We're not supposed to work. While they keep drawing a paycheck, they go to the gym, and they go hang out at the beach, do whatever it is that they want to do. Two different sets of rules.
Well, look at the way that Andrew Cuomo has been treated versus Trump. You know, Trump has a nation that has a lot of people dead, so all the Democrats go, "It's his fault, it's his fault." And Cuomo has the state that has almost everyone dead in the nation. But nobody says, "It's his fault, it's his fault." They say, "He's wonderful, he's great. Look at his wonderful press conferences. What a great guy." Isn't he responsible? It's his state, and it's on fire. And there's no other state like this. Why is New York like this? Only New York. Isn't Cuomo get some blame?
You know, John Lott is a statistician. He does a lot of work on guns. He writes for Heritage, too. He had a piece last week where he graphed out how well the U.S. has responded as far as deaths go and compared it to Western Europe. And, man, we're kicking butt. We're in the best possible shape of comparable Western European countries. But to listen to the media, you would think that we're absolutely dying. And it's just not true. We're doing great under President Trump's direction.
Well, and there's another thing, Josh. The reason that we're doing great per capita compared to the European countries. A lot less Americans are sick and dying per capita. But the number looks big, 40,000.
Yeah.
You know why the number looks big? Because Trump said
people.
You pay. No, because Trump said you pay. The government's going to pay for every person that dies of coronavirus, but we pay you zero if the person dies of heart disease, stroke, or cancer. So guess what? Every death's being classified as now coronavirus. There it is. Common sense. Half of them probably have nothing to do with coronavirus. The other half have it, but they were dying of something else and they classified it as coronavirus so they could get paid. Josh Manning, WesternJournal.com. Thanks for coming on.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Come.